My next speaker is Gary Brock from the University of Waterloo. One of the things that we hear often, especially at Waterloo, is how many things, how many companies, how many startups started from students here at the university. So what Gary's in charge of at the university is the Director of Strategic Initiatives. And for me, what that means is that whenever I have a cool idea and I think I might want to try and commercialize it, I email Gary and we meet and we have some coffee and we talk about it. But he's in charge of so many other things for students and faculty that have ideas, and he's able to find a path where we might be able to bring that to from the idea stage to, you know, maybe something like Imogen has been able to do. So Gary's going to tell us about opportunities for University of Waterloo students, faculty, and staff, and most of the students at Perimeter are University of Waterloo students, so this will be particularly relevant. Gary?
Great. Thanks very much, Jamie. Maybe as a starter for myself, as Jamie said, I'm the Director of Strategic Initiatives within the University of Waterloo. Background, mechanical engineering grad from Waterloo from way back. If you would have asked me when I graduated if I'd be back here today talking about startups, I would have laughed and said, you're crazy. But I think of that chart this morning from the fact of that whole straight line in terms of where your career path goes. Mine was very much not a straight line. When I graduated from Waterloo, I initially took a job in manufacturing of all things. So it almost started, one of the speakers this morning, Dr. Strauss, mentioned, like, yes, he was involved in manufacturing later on, but I started off in manufacturing in a large multinational corporation. And so I think consumer product manufacturing. And then from there, I ended up bouncing through a couple of startup companies. And then onward from the startup companies, I ended up working for a funding organization that was funding research at Ontario universities and then commercializing. And then from there, I joined the University of Waterloo, where I was doing a lot of the similar type things. So what I wanted to talk to you today was really about this continuum of support for people interested in starting their own company here in Waterloo region. And so I think when I look at the various things that are available, in addition to, I think the next speaker up is from Communitech, I wanted to kind of focus on some of the University of Waterloo or Waterloo-centric things, is that we've got these basically four groups available. We've got Velocity, which is providing, you know, mentoring support for early stage startups, the Conrad Business Center, and then the Waterloo Commercialization Office, which I'm from, and then the Accelerator Center. I don't know how many of you are aware of Velocity, but Velocity is located in the Communitech Hub in the Kitchener-Waterloo, and it's really geared at helping new startups kind of find their way. And so if you look at Velocity itself, there's multiple parts of Velocity where it starts off as a residence on campus at the University of Waterloo. And that's where the residence is there to help students really connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs and really start to work on their ideas. More often than not, those are small scale, they're kind of app focused, but it is there to really start that from the point of, you're thinking of a startup idea, you want to talk to like-minded individuals, that can happen on campus at the residence. Now I realize most of you are not that undergrad level staying in residence, but you're more further on, PhDs, postdocs, those types of things, but all these other things would apply to you from the point of, we've got the Velocity Garage. And again, these are things that didn't exist when I came through and graduated, you know, 25, 30 years ago. These are options that really help give new grads, and whether it's at an undergraduate level or a graduate level, these are organizations that are designed to kind of help you find your way through a startup company. Velocity to Garage, so it's actually free space as well as mentorship and guidance for new startups to find their way. So it's actually the largest incubator in the world that's free. And so 37,000 square feet, and the garage, it's really geared at your hardware tech type startups, but it's also in that light manufacturing. So think, you know, robotic technologies, those kinds of things. There's also programs on campus where we've got Velocity Start. And so there's 6,000 square feet if you're on campus at Waterloo, again, to network with people, and then they have programming to really kind of get you educated in terms of, well, what are the possibilities within startup companies? Something also unique to Waterloo is the fact that not just on the tech side, but we actually have a Velocity Science, which is an organization or a group facilities available on campus that if you require wet lab space, it's available to help you, you know, again, build out your first prototypes, those types of things. And then, of course, we've got the Velocity Fund, which provides funding for new startups in the region. And so I believe it's available to anybody in Waterloo region, but it's basically $25,000 grants, and there's four awarded per term to help provide some initial seed financing to get your company going. To date, Velocity companies have gone on to raise $700 million of financing, but they're running with roughly 80-plus companies at any one time is what they're helping with or working with. Now, from the University of Waterloo's perspective, we also have, not just at the Velocity level where it's, you know, somewhat student-focused or new grads, we've got a program going on within the Conrad Center. And so that's where we don't have a Master's of Business Administration at Waterloo, but we have what we call an MBET. And so that's a Master's in Business, Entrepreneurship, and Technology. And so through that program, you can get a master's, an advanced degree, and you're really there working on your own or maybe a team startup company idea. And so it's a 12-month practicum with programming focused around that to really kind of, again, help you find your way. Now, prior to that, there's also things that can happen at Waterloo from the point of, again, I know not necessarily target this audience, but again, there's an entrepreneurship minor you can get, there's an enterprise co-op, or there's the BET entrepreneurs to students, or bridging entrepreneurs to students under the BETS program. Now, that is a program where if you had a new startup idea, you can get engaged with the Conrad program, where they will partner you with first-year engineering students they're doing their first co-op, and they'll work with you for the term on your startup company idea. And so the idea behind that program is the co-op students get some practical first-hand experience, and on from the startup company side, you get access to, you know, new grads or facilities that don't really cost you anything. So you get essentially free work from these new first-year engineering students. Third group I wanted to talk about was the Accelerator Center. So I mentioned before, Velocity is essentially a free organization with space and facilities and mentorship that's provided. The Accelerator Center, they're located on North Campus from the University of Waterloo, and they're an accelerator slash incubator designed to help create, grow, and scale your company. Now, unlike Velocity, this program, you end up paying for that, but through that, as I said, you do get space, and this programming that's geared around it. Now, what's interesting about that program, or what's unique, they were really the first accelerator center, and this is going back 10 years, where there's a really defined process in terms of getting into that program. So it's not a real estate play where you just pay your rent and you get in. There's an application process where they want to evaluate you from the point of, are you going to be able to benefit from the programming they provide? And if you are, you're accepted in there. Now, their programming starts off very early stage where they help you for the first 6 to 12 months kind of explore what your idea is. If things are sound and everything looks promising from a market and technical and product perspective, they'll help you build, grow, and scale your idea into something great. And that brings me to the group that I work with. So I'm part of the Waterloo Commercialization Office. And we're predominantly focused on working with faculty members, postdocs, and basically researchers, University of Waterloo researchers. There's 6 people within our office. We all have business slash science or engineering type backgrounds. And what we do is we provide opportunity assessment of what you're working on, what your research outputs are, and then we provide the typical tech transfer activities, which Imogen would have experienced in South Africa, where we do the IP assessment, we provide IP protection, and then make decisions in terms of should we move forward on a partnership basis. Now, that's one thing I would like to point out, and I think there's a majority or a large portion of you are Waterloo researchers, University of Waterloo researchers. Our IP policy is different than most universities, where it's an inventor-owned policy. And so what that provides is a flexibility to basically decide whether you want to work with our office. Basically, being inventor-owned, it allows the flexibility for you to decide whether you want to work with us or we want to work with you. And that really boils down to, is there something commercially viable there or not? If you choose to commercialize on your own, you can do so on your own because, again, it's inventor-owned. if you decide to work with us, there is a relationship where we do enter into contractual obligations, where there's some sharing of revenue, those types of things. But again, the decisions are all based upon what you would like to do. And in some cases, we have faculty that they prefer to just open source everything, which again is fine for us as well. Okay, so what I did want to talk to you about is one of the programs. So we've got the typical tech transfer office that activities that I deal with. But on the other side, I do oversee and run one program that I would like to share with you today, and that's basically the AC Jumpstart. And so the goal of that program is to provide funding and mentorship for new startups to, again, start their own company, and it provides funding to do so. Now, the thing with that program is it's $60,000 awards delivered in partnership with the federal government of Canada, as well as the University of Waterloo and the Accelerator Center. The Accelerator Center providing mentorship, the University of Waterloo providing both mentorship as well as matching funds. So if you are a University of Waterloo grad, and when I say that, it would be a grad within the last 5 years, and it could be an undergraduate degree or an advanced degree. If you're within 5 years of that last degree, you're eligible for the university to put matching money into your company. And so $60,000 awards with $10,000 of mentorship provided from the Accelerator Center. And it really is a strong program that I encourage you to take a look at. Now, we are running our final round is going on right now, but we're working with the federal government in terms of renewing that program. So if it's not available in the fall, we're hoping to have a new version of that program next spring. But again, we're just waiting to work things out with FedDev Ontario. Now, if we come to our last slide, in terms of companies that we've worked with in the past, so if I look at these matching programs where our office has provided both funding and mentorship, we're currently running between the AC Jumpstart program and there's a fellowship program that was run. We're sitting at about 53 companies that we've supported since 2012. And again, that's very nominal amounts of money have gone into these companies. And so we're talking $60,000 plus some mentorship in most of the cases. Those 53 companies have gone on to create, and if you look at the federal government as well as the university, why are we in this? It's to really help provide, you know, job creation and show innovation in the region. So those 53 companies have gone on to create, I think right now we're sitting at about 450 jobs been created, and they would be sitting at roughly $200 million of follow-on investment. And so that really kind of brings us up to date in terms of where we're at. Just trying to go back to what we look at for a startup company. And so when we're looking at opportunities that come our way, we're looking for basically disruptive platform type technologies that have a sound business plan or at least a strategy or sales plan that will get them to market. Now we recognize a lot of these are early stage and that being researchers, you often won't have that type of skill set in terms of assessing commercial potential. But that's what our office does as well as some of these other groups in that we're able to work with you, and that's what we're there for. We're paid to work with you on that to try and flesh out, you know, is there something there commercially that's worth you investing your time, as well as others, whether it's ourselves, the university, or any of the venture funds or angel investors might want to put money into. We're there to help you kind of find that answer. And so, again, I was just hoping to come back to the page that showed the startup company, because I had one company in there that I could point to. It's KA Imaging. And so KA Imaging is a company that I've worked with the professor involved with that company for the last 8 years or more in terms of filing the initial IP protection, looking at potential licensing options, but then taking it forward. And if we look at that opportunity, KA Imaging, they're doing an X-ray technology, and we look and think, well, X-ray technology has been around for a long time. Why would you invest time in that? Why would a faculty member want to take time and do their sabbatical working on this opportunity? Well, we looked at it from the point of, you know, groundbreaking technology from the point of, you know, improved image processing, certainly faster, lower dose, better outcomes for patients, and a sound business case from the point of the motivations on why a healthcare provider would want to purchase this equipment, from the point of, again, increased throughput, machine utilization, and then also opportunities for the radiologists, at least stateside, to, again, increase their revenue base. And so all those kind of check marks point to, you know, why is that type of technology? So it's an X-ray detector type technology. Why does that make a good commercial case? Disruptive path to market, and then also sound team involved from the point of, is there a team of researchers involved that are motivated, passionate about the opportunity, and then also, are they coachable? I'll leave it at that, maybe open up to questions. I'll share this from the point of, I know historically, a lot of our applicants or the startups we're seeing in the region, it's been predominantly coming out of the engineering faculty, but it's been growing over the last 6 to 7 years from the point of, we're seeing a lot more applications coming out of, you know, math faculty, applied health, as well as even the arts faculty now are coming on board in terms of some of the more social type ventures that are coming online. And I'd say that the one thing to keep in mind, everything doesn't have to necessarily have a clear path to market. That's what these groups are there for. So if I talk about ourselves, our office, the Tech Transfer Office, or the Velocity, or the Accelerator Center, we're all there interested in hearing about what you're working on. And, you know, if I can't help you, I'll certainly be able to point you in the direction at the point of, well, here's some other people that may be able to provide some insight or guidance for you.
And I can certainly echo from personal experience, Gary's extremely accommodating. Whenever I go talk to him about a crazy idea I have no idea about the market or who the competing technologies are. I have no idea because I don't care. And Gary is always, you know, they're always doing the groundwork, and it's a pleasure to work with him. And he works with a lot of academics and students as well. And so, you know, sometimes I think in physics we don't get this idea that we can do anything that has like marketable value. But that's wrong. I think that's wrong, and I think we just have to open up a bit to the idea that we do have ideas that have impact beyond journals and conferences and things like that. Anyways, continuing on with the idea of startups, I want to introduce Heather Gault. Heather Gault's the Vice President of Startup Programs at Communitech in Waterloo. Waterloo's widely becoming more and more recognized as a startup hub of not just Canada, but worldwide. And so companies like Communitech and the way they help startup companies are a huge reason for this. Heather worked at BlackBerry for, I guess, 11 years in various roles. And started off with an MBA in marketing and strategy from York University. So, Heather?
So I have to make a confession. Physics was my lowest mark in high school, which is why I have my MBA. But I did grow up in a family that was full of engineers and mathematicians and scientists and doctors. And so even though I didn't get those genes, I grew up with a real appreciation for solving hard problems and being creative in how you approach them. And I think that gives me a good reason to be in tech, which I've been in for about 27 years. So I've done a couple startups. I've done some pretty large companies, and I'm really excited to be here to talk to you today a little bit about what the opportunity might be for you. So a couple quick questions before I get started. How many people have worked in a startup at some point? A couple hands, awesome. How many people have a friend who's worked in a startup? A few more hands. How many people would say they know what a startup is? Not quite as many hands. Okay, so I'm gonna take a second and just talk to you a little bit about what a startup is, at least in Communitech's definition. So if you go and talk to Mars, or you go talk to the DMZ in Toronto, or to an organization in the US, all of them will have different definitions of what a startup actually is. So here's a picture of Velocity, full of lots and lots of startups. This is actually Velocity in Communitech's building, so I get to see this all the time. But a startup in Communitech's definition is a company with less than $1 million in revenue and less than 20 employees focused on solving a hard problem using tech. So it's a pretty simple definition. If you think about what that means though, you know, less than $1 million in revenue, you're taking a lot of risk, right? So the companies that come to Communitech are looking to de-risk what they're doing by learning the things they need to know to be successful in a startup environment or to be successful as a company. And as a founder with a science background, you have incredible, unbelievably necessary skills to start that company. And you're missing the other half, which is why I'm here and not one of our engineers, which is the business side. And so what we constantly try and do at Communitech, which I'll talk a little more about in a minute, is create a healthy ecosystem with people that represent all disciplines, including the science disciplines, including business, arts, and so on. Because we believe that a thriving startup ecosystem includes representatives from all of those groups. So a little bit about the startup ecosystem in Waterloo. I'm going to actually put it into context of the Toronto-Waterloo corridor. So how many people here are from Toronto-Waterloo corridor, from that area? Not too many. How many people are from North America? More. Who's from outside North America? Wow, that's amazing. Well, I hope you'll all stay. The Toronto-Waterloo corridor is a pretty thriving center of tech overall. There's over 5,200 tech companies in this region and over 200,000 tech workers across that 401 corridor from Toronto to Waterloo. So it's a really substantial piece of the economy. In Waterloo alone, tech represents about 5.6% of our economy here. We've got about 27,000 people that work in tech in a region of 550,000 people. So it's a very substantial component of what we do here in Waterloo. There are about 1,100 member companies at Communitech, and we get about 350 new startups every year. So you can imagine the kind of turnover and the kind of ideation and idea generation that happens in order to create that many new companies every year. And that's something you don't find in very many places in the world. And as was talked about before, Waterloo Region is such an interesting place here. We all think it's awesome. Of course we do. We live here. But if you go and talk to investors, if you go and talk to startups, if you go talk to universities, if you go and talk to companies on a global scale, they're very aware of what's happening in Waterloo. The startup density here is higher than almost anywhere else in the world, and we way punch over our weight when it comes to attracting investment. In fact, last year we generated about $350 million in investment here in Waterloo for our startup companies. And that's a huge number relative to our population. So even though we're small, we're pretty darn mighty, and we're pretty proud of it. So let's talk a little bit about Communitech. It was awesome to hear Gary talk about velocity and the AC, so I don't have to, thank you. So I'll talk a little bit about what Communitech is. So we were founded in 1997 by a group of tech entrepreneurs. And those entrepreneurs understood that they needed one another to succeed. And they needed one another to learn from each other, to go and access investment, to go and access support from government, to attract the people that we needed for our companies to be successful. And so working together was the foundation of Communitech, but is actually a reflection of Waterloo. So if you go and spend time in Silicon Valley, or you go spend time in New York, or Berlin, or some of the other places where there's a really thriving tech ecosystem, you'll find that that collaborative spirit is kind of missing. And it's one of those things that Waterloo holds dear and does exceptionally well. And that's part of why we punch so well above our weight. And so Communitech is just an example of that collaboration. I think Velocity and the AC and how we work together is another great example of that collaboration. So from that start with a group of tech entrepreneurs, we've created an organization of now about 100 people that help companies start, grow, and succeed. So we work with companies from the very earliest stages. If you have an idea that you've drawn out on the back of a napkin, you've got something that looks like this, which, by the way, I don't understand. But sorry, I really do have to be very honest about my capacities. You come to Communitech, you have an idea, it's on a napkin, we're here to help. We are also here to help if you are running your company, you're underway, you've got a few staff, maybe you've come to the point where you're having a bit of a crisis and you're not quite sure what to do next. We're there when you're a scaling company and you've got dozens or maybe getting into the hundreds of employees, and now you're at a really big challenge point, another pivot. Again, we can help. And we also help enterprises. So if you come into our 80,000 square foot building in Kitchener, you'll find companies whose logos you've never seen before, and you'll also find companies like TD Bank or Manulife that are well-known Canadian brands, GM, a well-known global brand, Deloitte, Microsoft, and so on. And they come to Communitech for a couple reasons. One is to get connected to those startups that are already working in the ecosystem, because they know that companies working on interesting disruptive technology are probably going to eat their lunch one day, and it scares the socks off them. So they come to try and get ahead of that and understand what's going on in their own markets from a different point of view. They also come because they understand they need to learn to be disruptive. They need to actually disrupt themselves, and they have no idea how to do it. So Communitech helps them figure out how to build an innovation mindset into their companies. So that's what we do for our enterprises. If you're a startup and you have an idea, you come to Communitech, we'll teach you the fundamental things you need to know to get your company off the ground. One of the interesting differences, I spoke recently with Jay, who runs Velocity out of the Communitech Hub, and we talked about some of the differences between Velocity and Communitech. One of the biggest ones is, as Gary alluded to, if you come into Velocity, you're encouraged to play with the tech and actually, you know, experiment with the technology and really be innovative around that thing you're building, around turning that idea into a thing. When you come to Communitech, one of the first things we'll do is someone like me will sit down with you and say, who's your customer? Who's going to buy this thing or use this thing or care about this thing that you're building? And so we'll help you think about not just what you're building and that problem that you're solving, but who has that problem, how you can connect with them, and how hopefully over time you can take that solution and actually get it into the hands of the people who need it. So from that very earliest stage, figuring out not only how to solve the technical side, but how to solve for the business challenges is a really essential piece of what we do. As you start to grow your company and scale your company, we'll help you with things like sales and marketing, which are often not a consideration coming from a science background and often not a consideration when you're focused on building the tech, but a very important piece of building a business. We'll also help you with things like connecting you to customers, so people who might buy your product, whatever it might be. We'll help connect you to capital. So we know, as Gary talked about, you know, there's opportunities from the government side to get funding right from the earliest stages. The same is true for investment from other sources like angel funds and venture capital. So we work with companies to make sure they're ready to pitch and to make sure they're ready to take that investment. We also connect you to other people that you might be able to work with on whatever it is that you're building. And frankly, if you don't have an idea quite yet, but you're interested in what Gary and I have talked about around the startup ecosystem and around what's going on, come and look at the job opportunities that exist in other companies in the startup ecosystem. There are tons of them. And it gives you a great opportunity to give something a try. See whether maybe that idea you've been rolling around in the back of your head while you've done your degree has merit, whether you are cut out to be an entrepreneur, or whether maybe you fit really well into an early stage company. There's lots and lots of opportunities, so I would encourage you to do that. So Communitech, I've talked about the fact that we have a place, that 80,000 square feet. We have a building with about 700 people and about 160 companies inside it, so it's a pretty cool space. If you haven't been, I'd encourage you to come and visit. We have our programs, like I talked about, around talent, capital, and customers. And then we also are part of this ecosystem that Gary and I have both been talking about. So considering some folks here have not had a lot of experience with what startup life is all about, I thought I'd give you a little bit of perspective on what you might find. So, you know, people, when they work in startups, they say it's really fast-paced. And I hear that when I go and talk to people who work in a bank. It's really fast-paced. And I hear it when I go and work in lots, or go and see lots of other industries too. I'm here to tell you, in a startup, it's really fast-paced. Like, really. So you come to work on Monday morning, and by Monday at noon, you're doing something totally different, and by Monday at 5 o'clock, it's something totally different again. And on Friday, you're back where you started on Monday. And that happens sometimes. So that kind of pace of change is crazy. But what it means is you're always on the edge of what's happening next. You're not looking backwards ever. You're constantly thinking about what's coming, and not what's coming tomorrow. What's coming in like 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 years. So you're on that bleeding edge of what's going on. And that can be pretty exciting and fun. The other thing I really love about working in startups is you are a very small team. You get to know each other incredibly well. You get really, you get a lot of joy out of working with one another often. Sometimes there's some conflict because it is a small group. But that sort of investment in one another and in what you're building is something you don't often get anywhere else. And a piece of that is that feeling that you're really contributing. So I think you talked a lot about, our last speaker talked a lot about that making a big difference. And when you work in a startup, even if you're not necessarily solving a world-changing problem, you can see the work you do and the impact it has on the bottom line of your organization. And all of those are pretty awesome things. Sometimes working in a startup looks kind of like this. Working in the dark, in the cold, in a warehouse in Austin, in the rain, in April, when it was about 6 degrees Celsius outside. And so this is a picture I took. There are a lot of challenges with working in a startup, and I think it's important to know that too. So you don't always necessarily know where you're going. If you go work in a bank or you go and work in a large scientific science organization that's been working for 50 or 100 years or even 10 or 20 years, they usually have a fairly defined customer base, path forward, roadmap. They have a good solid financial base. You know, it's not too risky. And that can be pretty helpful and pretty awesome, especially when you're coming out of school with a whole lot of student debt. So it's important to know that working in a startup is a little risky. But as I said before, the payoff can be huge. And whether it's in personal development, the learning experience you have because you have a chance to try so many things, you know, even if you're working in the dark and the cold with rain pouring down the back of your wall behind you, you're having an experience that most people never get. And you can't trade that for anything. So if you're interested in getting involved, I would encourage you to come and hang out at Communitech. We run public tours on Thursday, so you can come and see our building. You can actually register for a public tour on our website. We run events all the time. So if you're interested in figuring out what a job opportunity might look like, if you're interested in finding out about some of our companies, go take a look at our events page, come see what's happening, come visit the building. I definitely encourage it. We also run a bunch of peer-to-peer groups, including some for folks who are in more technical roles. So even if it's an opportunity to just come once and see if there's anyone there that you relate to or connect to and so on, but it's a great opportunity to get to know some of the other people that work in tech right here in the region. And I would be very remiss if I didn't mention our True North event, which is actually May 29th to 31st. I happen to have 2 free tickets for our event, if anybody is interested, so please get in touch with me afterward. I don't have too long here, but I'm happy to connect right away afterward if someone's really interested. But that 2.5-day event, you'll have an opportunity to hear from speakers from companies like Uber and Pixar and BuzzFeed News and a whole bunch of other really interesting people who have a perspective on what tech should become. Not what it is right now, but where it's going. So I hope to see you there. And if you have any more questions or need information, please go to our website, communitech.ca. You can get in touch with a whole bunch of different folks that way, and they'll be happy to answer any questions we don't have a chance to cover today. Thank you.